A U.S. District Court judge has dismissed a state lawsuit that sought to regain federal certification at Riverview Psychiatric Center. It's the latest blow to the state in its efforts to recertify ever since deficiencies were found at the hospital 2 years ago. As Patty White reports, millions in federal money to help care for people with severe mental illness is at stake.
This decision is all about timing, and the clock started 2 years ago, June 4th, 2013. That's when the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, notified Riverview it would pull certification because of a number of safety violations at the hospital, such as corrections officers' use of stun guns and handcuffs to subdue patients. Maine's Department of Health and Human Services filed a number of plans to correct issues at Riverview. A third plan was accepted in August of 2013. But when CMS checked in on Riverview in September of that year, it decided not to reinstate certification. In October, DHHS appealed that decision. The problem is, it was too late.
It's a question of when is it that a party is entitled to bring an appeal and to challenge a decision.
Dan Wathen is the courtmaster of Riverview, who oversees a state consent decree that requires certain rights for Riverview patients. Remember that the clock in this case started back in June of 2013, when CMS first notified the state it would decertify Riverview. By waiting till October to appeal that decision, Wathen says the state missed a 60-day deadline.
Looking backwards, what I think you'd say is, well, they should have appealed that within the 60 days and still worked on the plans of correction.
The opinion by U.S. District Court Judge John Levy upholds a previous court decision in January of 2014 that dismissed the state's case. So what does this mean now for DHHS and for Riverview? Barring an appeal, Wathen says the state is probably on the hook to repay the federal money it's been taking in while the case has been tied up in court.
Much of the hospital's budget is supported by CMS funding, and we have to recognize that it's possible that it might go away, and at which point, presumably, it would require general fund funding to make up the difference.
How much that could be, Wathen isn't sure, though the loss of certification was initially expected to cost the state about $20 million. DHHS Commissioner Mary Mayhew said in a written statement that the federal government should act as a partner with the LePage administration to maintain access to services for individuals with mental illness. Instead, she says, CMS is fixated on a bureaucratic battle over regulatory technicalities. The state has a pending request with CMS to regain certification. Dan Wathen says Riverview has made improvements in the 2 years since the safety violations were found. But exactly when CMS will decide on recertification, Wathen says, and whether Riverview will be successful, is unclear at this point. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.